Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text that we shall consider this morning comes from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning with verse 23. Then one said to Jesus, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And Jesus said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you. Where are you from?' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God." Here ends the reading of the text. You may be seated. In Christ Jesus, who came to save all, who come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, dear fellow redeemed. Jesus was asked, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And the answer is not a simple yes or no. You see, Jesus came to save all people, past, present, and future people. And so when you are asked, "When were you saved?" perhaps by someone from a Baptist background, it would be proper for you to answer, "I was saved on Good Friday when Jesus paid the full price for all my sin, as he did for the sins of the entire fallen human race." So, with this understanding, no would be the answer to the question, "Are there few who are saved?" Everyone, inside and outside the people of Israel, have been saved by the sacrifice made once and for all by Christ Jesus. But in part of Jesus' answer, he said, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able." Sadly, many will not, in the end, reach heaven and be saved from the eternal condemnation of hell. In unbelief, they rejected Jesus as Savior and assumed that their own righteousness would be sufficient if indeed there is a God to whom they are accountable. Unbelievers, you see, have no answer for their sins and thus remain workers of iniquity right up to the end. The question, no doubt, though, came from an unbelieving Jew who relied on his own righteousness, especially because of his ancestry from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we conclude that to be the case, because Jesus' complete answer, when he goes on to speak in this way, when he said, "When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Like the person who asked Jesus the question about the few who are saved, many will still make this plea. We ate and we drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. The presence to which they appealed was not going to save them. They would need, like we do today, to be in the gracious presence of Jesus, receiving his gifts through word and sacrament. There alone is where Jesus is found and received, forgiving us and giving us life eternal. So while the man who asked the original question thought he would be numbered among the few who would be counted among the saved because of his favored ancestry, he could actually find himself among the many thrust out of the kingdom of God. Beware, you and I can take on the same damning attitude today. Even though our ancestry came perhaps from the east, the west, the north, or south of the land of Israel, if we rely on anything else other than Jesus' blood and righteousness, we too will be lost forever, made to answer for all our iniquity. The good news of salvation is for all, you and me and all our neighbors throughout the entire world. You are among the blessed few that in the end will enter the kingdom of heaven. Through faith in Jesus, your sins are all forgiven, and you stand right and holy before God in Jesus' name. And until we make that entrance for Jesus' sake alone, we get to support the proclamation of the gospel here on earth, trusting that the Spirit will call and enlighten many that will still comprise the few who enter heaven everlastingly. And those numbered with us, saved from sin and hell in the end, will be Jews and Gentiles from all corners of the world that are yet to be converted. So, we as Christ Church continue to go out making disciples of all nations, not focusing on the few, but declaring Christ and him crucified to all. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Lord of the harvest, continue to bless the work of your church by the Spirit, forcefully advancing your kingdom by opening the door of faith unto all the heathen and unto the people of Israel. In mercy, remember the enemies of your church and grant them, along with us, repentance unto life, to the glory of the Father in heaven, who sent you for us all. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all places and ages. May he bless, preserve, and keep you, and for all whom you pray, now and forevermore, in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.